Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate life with a little more strength, resilience, and balance. Now, if you're like me, sometimes the world can feel like a bit of a whirlwind. Between juggling responsibilities, facing challenges, and keeping up with everything happening around us, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. That's why today's episode is all about something super important: building a supportive community for your mental well-being. Because let's be real, we don't have to go through this crazy ride alone, right? Think about it, those moments when you're feeling down, stressed, or just plain lost, wouldn't it be amazing to have people around you who truly get it? Who can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some sage advice? That's the power of community, folks. It's about connecting with others who understand your struggles, celebrate your triumphs, and help you stay grounded when things get rough. Now, before we dive in, I want to ask you something. Ever felt like you were carrying all this weight on your own? Like nobody really understood what you were going through? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void, but somehow manage to smile and pretend everything's okay? Yeah, been there. We've all been there at some point. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be this way. Building a supportive community can feel like a daunting task, but trust me, it's more achievable than you might think. And the benefits are truly life-changing. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate that amazing support system. Firstly, be intentional. This isn't about randomly bumping into people and hoping for the best. Think about what kind of community you want to build, one based on shared interests, values, or even just a desire to connect with like-minded individuals. Seek out groups, events, or online platforms that align with your goals. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, so be patient and persistent in your efforts. Secondly, be open and vulnerable. Let people see the real you, the good, the bad, and the messy in between. Sharing your experiences, both positive and negative, creates a sense of trust and connection. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness. It's actually a sign of strength because it takes courage to let people in. Thirdly, be a good listener. Sometimes, all someone needs is a safe space to vent, process their feelings, or simply be heard. Active listening shows that you care and are truly invested in what they have to say. It's not just about nodding your head, it's about paying attention, asking thoughtful questions, and offering genuine empathy. Fourthly, be supportive and encouraging. Celebrate the wins of those around you, big or small. Offer a helping hand when needed, and be there for them during tough times. Remember, a community is built on mutual support and encouragement. It's about lifting each other up and celebrating our collective journey. And finally, be present. Put away your phone, turn off the distractions, and truly engage with the people around you. Make eye contact, listen attentively, and savor those moments of connection. Remember, quality over quantity always wins when it comes to building meaningful relationships. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, she's feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, family commitments, and just the general chaos of life. She feels isolated and like she's drowning in responsibilities. But then she reaches out to her friend group, a tight-knit circle of supportive individuals who have been through similar challenges. They listen without judgment, offer practical advice, and remind her that she's not alone in this journey. They plan a fun outing together, share some laughs, and help Sarah regain her sense of perspective. See what I mean? A supportive community can be the difference between feeling lost and finding your way back to center. So remember, you are worthy of connection, support, and belonging. Take those first steps, join a group, reach out to someone you trust, or simply start by being more present in your interactions with others. The world needs your unique voice and perspective, and a supportive community can help you shine even brighter. That's it for today, folks. I hope this episode has inspired you to build an amazing support system around yourself. Remember, we're all in this together, and by connecting with each other, we create a world that feels a little bit warmer, a lot more resilient, and ultimately a whole lot brighter. Until next time, stay strong, stay balanced, and keep building that stoic core. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you all.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.